It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a very special 4th of July episode of Dumb People Town. Population, the three of us.
Yes.
Just the three of us. We can make it dumb if we try. Just the three of us. You, and I. Guys.
Perfect.
We are going to have a very special Dumb People Town. It's just Dan, Ran, and Jay. And
in honor of America's birthday.
In honor of America's birthday, we are going to keep it nice and tight. And we know that it's the holidays. And typically, what we've learned is that on the holidays, usually listening goes down because people are busy. They're not at the office. They're not doing their thing.
Routines change.
We thought we'd give you just a special episode for you to listen to.
We'll call this updates.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I've got one fun little story for us, and then we have three quick, really fun updates
on some old stories that we've done.
Yes.
So if you're following this podcast, this is a great recheck-in on some of the dumb people we've encountered.
Right.
Daniel, as you like to say in your comedy routine, the best part of 4th of July is when someone's like, those fireworks aren't working.
Too.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Why don't you look down that barrel and see what the problem is, Ray?
Yeah. I think it's a dud.
I think it's a dud.
Check it out. What's wrong in there?
Dude, nothing good can come from you looking down the barrel of anything.
You can't fix it by looking at it.
No.
So
you
don't.
You can't fix it by looking at it.
Right.
So don't.
Dumb people town.
There you go.
So you guys want to do a couple of updates on some great stories we've had in the town?
Let's do that.
I love it.
Here we go. This was sent in by Chicago West at Jeremy Holt 27.
Love it.
Jeremyholt 27. All right, here we go. Man donates toes to Canadian cocktail.
Okay, so this was the bar.
Jason Mantzoukas episode.
The bar.
Everybody wants to go back.
Kiss the Toe, I think is the
sour toe cocktail.
A petrified toe is placed into a liquid, a high alcohol content drink, and you have to drink it down to where your lips
touch a dead toe
of another human
and
being.
Then you don't get to keep that toe. They then pour that toe back into whatever they're keeping it in for the next guy to take a shot and kiss the
or
toe.
Woman.
Yeah. And you want to know what's fun about updates? I just saw the updates, put it in because I know the story's goal. I haven't read it either.
Okay, so again, the toe was stolen. That's why it was such an issue.
Yes, and even before then, back in 2013,
the toe was swallowed.
Yes, because it cost $500. That's the penalty if you swallow a toe. And the guy put $500 on the table and then
threw it down.
Yes.
So he knew what he was
doing.
That
was intent.
It's like keeping $82 in your car in case you get a ticket.
It's like the old Satchel Paige story. Like back in the day, he was driving in like Kansas City or wherever he was.
Driving 90 in a 50 zone. And the judge is like, that'll be $50, which back in the 50s, that's a lot of money. Yeah. He slapped down $100 and said, here you go. And the judge said, I said it was $50. He's like, this is for the next time I do it. This guy knew. He was like, that's slapping it down.
Intent to swallow.
All right, here we go. If Nick Griffiths.
Not Nick Griffin.
I don't know how many times. Nick Griffiths ever returns to Yukon, somebody might want to buy him a drink, but maybe not the one with his toe in it.
All right.
I know, I can hear it when I read it.
The British
adventurer had three of his toes amputated this week, 2 months after they were irreparably injured by severe frostbite in the Yukon. So not only does he want to donate his toes.
He's like, I lost them up here. They should get... If I lost.
Nick Griffiths literally put his foot in his mouth.
Shut up.
Griffiths was competing in the long-distance backcountry Yukon Arctic Ultra Race. I'm just saying it, I'm like, to me, winded.
I'm tired. Right. To me, here's an one of those race things that's like, don't do it.
Is a 100 mile marathon? That's an ultra race,
right? 100 mile
in the Yukon.
In the Yukon. Probably in like cold weather.
Yes. I'm going to show you a photo of him in a second that is.
Was he wearing skeletos
or short shorts?
I only run on my bare feet because that's the way Nike intended.
I see a person running.
Nike, the god.
Yeah, Nike, the god.
I see a person running in bare feet, like in my neighborhood today. I'm like,
do you wait, that happens?
Yeah, oh, it all the time. There are people who run in bare feet. I'm like, I hope you step on a hypodermic needle.
Are you taunting the homeless?
You know, there is a time in my life where I'm out barefoot, and that is only going from the cabin down to the lake in Wisconsin.
Fine. That's fine. But it's a rocky road there. You walk down. That
dangerous,
hurt.
Dan.
This is Dan walking down to the cabin.
Never my whole life.
This is Dan. Ow.
You do have every once in a while like, ah. That's just like the rite of passage in the Vancouver.
Fine.
So, he was competing in the Yukon Arctic Ultra Race in February.
Dumb.
When he became one of several racers who ended up in the hospital because of the severe cold. Guys,
I'm
going to show
you, for you at
a
all.
Picture, and you're surprised. You'll be like, that all he lost was toes?
Okay,
look
at post this on the old. Oh my God.
That's just cold.
That is not his hat. That is just frost on his hair.
He looks so cold. It looks like a commercial for like coldies. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it looks like
where they've doctored it up to look like, oh, are you freezing cold?
Who does he look like? Freezing. And by the way, it's sunny.
He looks
like Bert Kreischer.
It probably is.
Bert wasn't funny. This guy takes his running so seriously that
Bert takes his running seriously too. It might be Bert Kreischer.
Guys, it might be Kreischer. It might be the machine.
Holy Kreischer.
Now he's got his dismembered digits in little jars and he's promised to donate them to Dawson City's downtown hotel, home of the infamous sour toe cocktail. No.
So it's like you lose toes.
Comedy in Dawson City.
How do they clean the toes to get them?
Do you think they care, Ran?
Yeah, I do.
The cocktail may be unusual, but the recipe is simple: a shot of whiskey with a real human digit bobbing in the glass.
Sour toe.
And anybody who has not, one of the great things about doing these updates is because it's such a busy week and it's the holidays. Yeah. We know that if you're listening this week, you are a loyal townie who cannot miss it.
And you definitely heard the Manzoukas episode.
Yes.
And if you haven't, go back and listen to that.
And if you hear it once, it'll never leave your memory and your consciousness because the thought of it, it makes me shudder every time.
So this guy is saying, I'm going to give you the next three in case the first two get lost.
I mean, or you can do a friendly group shot. Dawson City's downtown hotel, quote, they basically said, can we have them if you're not going to need them anymore?
Okay, these aren't marbles. These aren't like, these aren't pool rafts.
These aren't like credit cards that you've canceled. These are your freaking toes.
Right. Hey.
You need that Visa?
If you aren't going to use them anymore.
We'll use them up
mind
here.
If we have them over here?
We could
here.
Take them up in the hotel.
Quote, it's sort of recycling taken to the extreme.
Really?
I don't want that.
It's gross.
The downtown hotel likes
it. It's not recycling. I mean, maybe it is recycling.
By the way, who has ever gone to a bar and said, you know what this drink needs? A little more feet in it. I need more feet.
But don't you think we would do it?
There's no way I would do it, Dan.
You wouldn't do it.
No.
If we were in Dawson City doing a dumb people town hall, and the night before we found ourselves at the Dawson City downtown hotel.
Can I tell you, Dan?
You wouldn't do it.
The reason why I would do it. I hate hard alcohol.
That's the reason why I would do it.
I would do it.
I ate a guinea pig in Peru.
I guarantee you, I tried it.
I remember when the three of us were in Vegas, you guys watched me do an Irish car bomb, and you're like, Dan, that was too fast.
Jay, what did the guinea pig taste like? Gerbil?
It tasted like rabbit, like greasy duck.
It was really bad.
I don't think I would even want to look at the color.
It came out in the shape of like a guinea pig that was like ready to pounce.
The downtown hotel likes to keep a few mummified toes in reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, a drunken customer stole a toe, mailing it back with apologies. And in 2013, that was the one we did with Jason. Somebody had stolen it and then
mailed it back with apologies.
And in 2000, that's my an update bad. There that I didn't know had happened then.
Whoops.
And in 2013, a patron famously gulped down one of the toes before slapping $500 on the table.
We
the post
about
fine
that
for swallowing
right.
a toe.
Yeah.
The adventurer had his toes amputated on Wednesday. That's fine, I guess. Mm-hmm.
No article
ever needs to be specific.
Why be specific?
His doctors originally intended to let the dead toes fall off on their own, but decided to this week. Is that how it works? You're like, you just got to let them go, man. One day you'll wake up and they're gone. I don't want to take them off. I'm not spending every day wondering if today's the day my toe falls off.
Yeah. No, you got to take them off. You got to take them off.
His doctors really intended to have the toes fall off, but decided this week to just go ahead and remove them before infection set in. So yeah, that was the gamble.
It's not like long jeans to a redneck. Just walk off the extra length.
Right.
No. Just fall off in your shoe.
I've pretty much lost all of my big toe, and I probably just have over half of the next two.
This guy's never going to be able to run again, by the way. You know
really?
That. Like, yeah, yes,
no, come on.
Our dad lost his toes. Two toes. And
which ones?
The inside ones. And like the big toe is your balance, but is your balance toe.
You cannot balance. You cannot walk. You cannot
really?
Run. No. Yeah, he's better off losing his whole foot and having a prosthetic foot.
Yeah.
Prosthetic.
Could they prosthetic toes?
Can't do a prosthetic toe. So that's the problem. I mean, unless they create some kind of weird stabilizer, this guy's never going to run again. Hope it was worth it. Ultra marathon, UConn, dumb idea. Stevens, yes,
you got it.
Griffiths, you got to take the Appalachian Trail.
Said he spoke to a surgeon about keeping the detached digits. He kindly put them in three little jars, and they're in my bedside cabinet at the moment. So I just need to try and find a way of getting them to Canada.
Oh God,
you can't mail them, right?
Yeah. To Canada?
Heads up, Canada Post is the next sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Despite Amazon, his Canada. Ordeal, Griffiths is in good spirits. He's recovering at home and feeling grateful that he's not worse off. He's still got seven good toes. Not enough.
Yeah,
Griffiths believes he just pushed himself too far in the race.
Really?
No, shit.
Really? That everybody was saying, don't do this, and you did it anyway.
Ultimately, he dropped out when he developed frostbite on his toes, fingers, nose, and ears. So yeah. if it's all that, he got off good.
Yeah, that's only lost a couple
ears,
of toes.
Fingers.
Jesus.
Amazingly, he has few regrets and doesn't blame the race organizers for anything. But they're not. You signed up.
You're the one who did it. They shouldn't be blamed. They're like in the packet. It's like, please don't do this.
Right.
No, don't.
That's on the brochure.
On the website,
that's
on the brochure. It's like, hey, this super marathon in the Yukon. We don't want you.
Right. If there's any consolation, it's knowing that there'll always be a piece or three of him in UConn. Maybe one day my grandkids.
Why is that a consolation?
I don't know.
Who is that a consolation for? It's a consolation prize.
Every time you trip and fall, remember the fact that your toe is in a drink that some drunk person is enjoying.
And that's why you always leave a note.
Yep.
Maybe one day my grandkids will be doing a bit of traveling and they can say, that's granddad's big toe in that drink.
Ha, 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 ha.
No.
He thinks he's going to get married.
He thinks he's going to recreate,
he
procreate.
He thinks a woman will say to him, yeah, go off and continue to run races at a stupid clip.
I want to have your babies.
Yeah.
I want to take care of your kids.
And then raise them alone when you get lost in the Yukon.
And they get lost or you climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
When you're like an adult Chris McCandless, you dummy.
Oh, man.
All right, that's update number one.
Update number one. I love it.
The toe.
Should we take a break?
Yes.
Let's take a break.
The toe always knows.
The toe knows. That is
toe knows football.
Toe knows football. The story number one. We come back. More updates.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a really funny story at the end. Stay with us. Dumb People Town. Just the three of us. Happy 4th of July. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town.
Dana
Van Kirk has a brand new podcast with Rory Scovel called
Pen Pals.
Getting rave reviews.
Yeah, the first episode drops next week, Wednesday, July 11th. But you can already check out some of the teasers that have dropped all three Wednesdays leading up to the 11th.
We dropped a little teaser in our feed, too. I don't know if you caught that
as
like the last
mini.
You guys
are digging that.
But we are really excited for him and for this podcast. So please check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Go see Dan live at the Bug Theater on July 15th.
And then come see us in Schaumburg, Illinois. We're doing stand-up at the Chicago Improv. We've never done this club before.
It's out in the suburbs.
It's in the suburbs, but it's located not far from southern Wisconsin,
right.
Not terribly far from Chicago.
No, not at all. I've made the trip many times.
We would
probably right off a Gulf Road.
Yeah, we would love to see you out there. You know, this is hopefully this. I know summertime is a hard time to draw big crowds out at comedy shows, but we want to
come in. Get some AC.
Get some AC. We will be there for you, and we'd love to give you a hug and a Henderson and say hi to Townies, anyone who wants to come out. So please come see us there. And then we all will be at the Petaluma Comedy Festival.
There has to be a llama at this festival.
I hope there is.
I think there is
in Petaluma, California, which is a gorgeous area, county just north of
San Francisco.
That's on August 17th. We're going to do a live Dumb People Town.
On that Friday.
If you haven't seen this show live, you get out and see
go
it.
Go see it live.
At the Mystic Theater, which is a beautiful theater.
Yeah, when you're hearing this, you have 6 weeks to plan a trip to Petaluma.
There we go.
A trip you will absolutely love.
There's insane comedy at this festival. Yes. Dan's doing a set. We're doing a stand-up set. I think Brian Posehn's there. Todd Glass is there.
The Crab Feast, Ryan Sickler, and Jay Larson.
It's just great. If you love comedy, great festival in a beautiful town, the Petaluma Festival on August 17th. All right, let's get into another update.
Sent in by Adult Human, at pseudo-fo-me.
Boom.
Yep.
Great.
F-A-U-X. So they went cool on the foe.
All
right, here we go. It's happened, guys. This dude, he wanted to make a run at Jan Flato for mayor of Dumb People Town.
This guy's putting a ballot in.
We did not. He's not going to win. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, let's hear it. Flato's the incumbent. You got to come strong if you want to beat that
real
dude.
Strong. He's like Mayor Daley in Chicago.
That's right. Flato's like, are you worse off than you were 4 years ago? Then vote for me again.
Here's the headline. An amateur rocket maker finally launched himself off Earth. Remember this guy?
I remember this dummy.
He's a flat earther. Sent in by Adult Human. Thanks, buddy. Mike Hughes, a California man who is most known for his belief that the Earth is shaped like a Frisbee, finally blasted off into the sky in a steam-powered rocket he had built himself to see that there was no curvature.
As he's flying, do you think he's like...
Silence.
As he's flying, do you think he's like, see? I told you!
I was right!
In his neighbor's yard.
The 61-year-old limo driver, which is something I want described about me someday.
61-year-old limo driver?
Yes.
And that should Daredevil, be enough to, that should be enough to make you happy. You're 61 and you're still employed. Thank
and
you.
And Daredevil turned rocket maker. Mm-hmm. I mean, guys, that is the opening to his obit.
Rocket maker! To me, as if Trump wants to call someone Little Rocket Man, it's this guy.
This is what happens when people see Armageddon and are like, I can do that.
I got that. Yeah. I got that.
Those oil drillers can learn how to fly a rocket. I can
this
too.
Guy Armageddon was not like a personal challenge to you.
Right. He took it as an affront.
Just like the guy who like showed up at John Lennon's house, not the guy who killed him, but the guy
I don't know what it is.
Some weird movie where the movie about John Lennon documentary where like the guy shows up at his house and he's like, "You were singing that to me, right?" And Lennon was like, "I don't know you, man. So how could I be singing to you?"
You know what I wonder about flat earthers? You know when if they do like a movie takes place in St. Louis and then they're like driving down a street and they turn left on a street they could never have turned left on, like those streets run parallel to each other. It's impossible that you'd be in that part of the city in this one in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you think every time a flat earther watches a movie and they show the earth round, it like takes them out of it? You've ruined the movie.
Might as well be animated. What was the Sandra Bullock movie? Gravity?
Yes.
Gravity. Yeah.
So they were like, they hated it.
That feels weird.
Yep.
Kyrie Irving won't watch it.
Okay.
Yep.
The Daredevil turn rocket maker soared into the air above the Mojave Desert on Saturday afternoon, the Associated Press reported. I'm going to ask you, Jason and Randy.
Yes.
How many feet in the air do you think he got in his rocket?
Okay, so now we did our History Channel show, United States of America. We went to the Mojave Desert.
Loved that show.
And we searched for meteorites, and there was like a totally dry, caked, I mean, this was an area where guys come out and women come out with dune buggies and they race them. There's no roads.
Right.
You go as fast as you want.
Right.
And
it's like about a mile in every direction, but it looks like it's only like 300 yards.
It's like Mad Max out there.
10 miles in every direction. It's like Mad Max.
But
amazing.
It looks like it's only like 500 yards to the mountains, but it's like a few miles in every direction.
I've played that game. How far is that mountain when you're on a road trip?
How far is that mountain? I'll throw that football over that mountain. No, but what's amazing is we've been out there. So I think he was about 500 feet in the air.
500 feet in the air from Randy Sklar. Jason?
I think he went 250.
250 feet?
Yeah. Now, did he shoot it? Was it like Knievel going over the Snake River?
I think it arced.
All right, okay.
The 61-year-old limo driver and Daredevil turned rocket maker. Townies, get your answers in now, because Mad Mike Hughes got up to an elevation of 1,875 feet.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Jay?
I said 250 feet.
Oh my God.
So he got up there.
He got up there.
Dang. On a Saturday afternoon.
Is he still alive?
Hughes, white and green. Yes. White and green rocket bearing the words flat earth. Come on, man. Let it go. Propelled vertically at about 3 p.m. Pacific time and reached a speed of 350 miles per hour. At what point was he like, I should not have done this to myself.
This is maybe a bad idea.
Right. They always say any person that, I'm not making a lot of it because it's sad, but any person who's ever like tried to jump from something to kill themselves, on the way down they think, I Want to Live.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, he was going up thinking, I want to live because I should not have done this.
I made a terrible mistake.
I'm sure that
isn't
always true, but there's been reports of that before I get letters. Okay. The Pacific time, he reached a speed of about 350 miles per hour. Waldo Stakes, who had... That's his friend, guys.
Waldo Steaks?
Yes. Waldo Steaks.
By the way, Omaha Steaks, way better than Waldo Steaks.
Yes.
Omaha Steaks is like legitimately good.
Waldo Steaks just sends you empty boxes.
And it's
right?
a guy in a van selling steaks.
And they're like, find him.
Where's Waldo Steaks? Where are I dare to find these steaks.
Who has been helping Hughes, told the AP. Hughes deployed two parachutes while landing, the second one just moments before he plopped down not far from his launch. So it doesn't help you, man. You got to have distance on a parachute.
And by the way, this guy barely escaped injury, barely escaped death, and it's only going to embolden him to do it again.
Right. Oh, the whole endeavor lasted from the moment the rock went up to the moment he landed, lasted about a minute, which I'm sure to him felt like about 2 hours.
Yeah. 1 minute in the air? That's crazy. Oh. Like, did you ever watch the guy, the Red Bull thing of the guy jumping from space and like parachuting down?
It's amazing.
So that is like 12 minutes.
And how could he miss? It's flat.
So 12 minutes of him, like, or 18 minutes of him coming down. That's a long...
What are you thinking about?
I have no idea.
You could write emails to people.
Oh, my God. You're just... That is a long time.
You could write an email you're nervous about sending in that amount of time.
People who do, like, stand-up for the first time, they do it for, like, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, my God, that felt like an hour.
Yeah.
So imagine... Oh, God.
Because when it isn't going well, it does feel like an hour. Okay. The vertical launch, which happened without a countdown. Isn't that key? So they're like, hey, Mike, so you get in and eventually we're...
You're up! <He's> up. Like in the middle of the speech.
Yes.
Mike, just make sure you know.
There's a Noah's Ark water park in Wisconsin Dells has this slide. They used to have it at Wet and Wild Water Park in Vegas too, where you walk into like a little like capsule and then the capsule moves you over the slide.
And then you go down.
And then the floor falls out. What? And they always tell you like, all right, 3, 2, 1, and then the floor comes up. And you'll every once in a while get like an angry college kid on 2. We'll just hit the floor out from under you. So they tell you like, we might do it on 1. We'll let you know. Like, no, you'll find out. But this he's just sitting there being like, hit it whatever, guys.
Doggy!
Hey, I just wanted before you.
Yeah.
The fact that it didn't have a countdown is
hilarious.
Like which happened without a countdown more than 200 miles east of Los Angeles. We could have gone, guys.
We should have gone.
It came amid growing skepticism that Hughes would ever lift himself off. The launch had been postponed multiple times, partly because Hughes said he couldn't get permission from a federal agency to conduct it on public land. Yeah, no one wants any part of this.
They don't want you falling like and splatting on their property.
I know. After he landed Saturday, Hughes told the AP that he was, quote, relieved, but that he expected to feel the physical toll of it the next day. Let's not forget, he's 61. You just put yourself at 350 miles per hour going up 1,800 feet.
61. You are a dummy.
Am I glad I did it? No one asked, but he said.
Yeah, he's the type of guy that asks a lot of guys. Am I glad I did it?
Right.
Yeah.
Do I still miss her?
Yeah.
Yes.
No one asked you about that.
Do I think about her all the time? Yeah.
Do I wish my kids answered my phone calls?
Do I walk into her closet and still smell her old dresses?
Yes.
Do I still shower with Motel soap? Yes.
Do I regret leaving that company? Yes.
Do I still have the same coffee maker waiting for her with a cup of coffee in it?
Yes. Am I glad I did it? Yes. Yeah, I guess. I'll feel it in the morning.
I guess.
I won't be able to...
Do I start every day screaming into a pillow? Yes.
I won't be able to get out of bed, he said. Then this. At least I can go home and have dinner and see my cats tonight. Okay. Am I sad? Yes.
A man living alone with cats... Now I understand why he's trying to do this.
He's trying to get as far off of this earth as he can.
This is the end. Right. Like he should never do something.
No.
He's already died. Yep. he's playing with house money at this point.
He also said he'd been frustrated with assumptions that he, quote, chickened out, so he, quote, manned up and did it. Don't do anything like this on a dare.
No. Any dude who lives alone with cats is not capable of manning up. I'm sorry. Who are you, Marty McFly?
Hughes had been on a mission to prove that the Earth is flat and that NASA astronauts such as John Glenn and Neil Armstrong were merely paid actors performing in front of a computer-generated image of a round globe.
Dude, he's got too much motivation.
Put a comma in there.
Too much motivation.
His previous failed attempts, as well as the successful one on Saturday, are all part of his ultimate goal to propel himself at least 52 miles above Earth by the end of the year and prove once and for all that the planet is flat.
Okay.
He went 1,800 feet. He wants to go 52 miles.
Isn't like 1 mile is like 1,200 feet?
No,
right?
1 mile is 5,200
feet. 5,200 feet. Yeah.
Okay.
So he needs to...
50 times 5? He needs to go... 250,000 feet into the air?
Jesus.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. That ain't happening, bro.
Geez, bro.
All right, fine. Unreal.
He who said initially planned to launch... And even if he gets up there, who's going to come down and be like, hey, do you believe that idiot? No.
By the way, he could also... Since he's going up alone, I'm assuming he doesn't have the capability to like take photos and whatnot.
I thought you were saying the capability to make lasting relationships.
Or to make smart decisions. Yeah. Since he doesn't have the capability for reasoning, I'm assuming he won't have a camera up there. He would go all the way 250,000 feet, but he's like, even if he saw that it was round, no. He'd come back down and be like, no, I mean, from my vantage point, it looked pretty flat to me.
He's also the type of guy that every picture he takes, he needs the orange light to come on first.
I just love that he's got to go 52 miles in the air to be proved wrong.
That's true.
That's it. It's a long way to go to be proven wrong.
He had initially planned his launch of his rocket in November, but he postponed it, claiming the Bureau of Land Management told him he couldn't do so on federal land. A spokesman for the agency, however, said its office has no record of speaking with Hughes.
All right.
The launch... So he lied about that.
I feel
the
like launch he doesn't even exist.
Was no. postponed... that he doesn't exist?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, doesn't have a social security number.
Oh, yeah. He's off the grid. Right. OTG. The launch was postponed again later that month as Hughes moved his launching... point to a private property near Amboy, California. Add that to the walking tour. An unincorporated community in the Mojave Desert. It's still happening. We're just moving it 3 miles down the road. Just like his problems, Hughes told... He's told the Washington Post. You know that he loves he's talking to the Washington Post. Yeah. That he's legitimizes
like,
him.
It's like Kim Jong-un. I can't believe this isn't the Washington Times.
I don't see it happening till about Tuesday, honestly. It takes 3 days to set up. You know it's not easy, and it's not supposed to be easy. In February, Hughes finally attempted his flight, but his rocket didn't ignite. He blamed technical difficulties, i.e. himself.
Isn't that like a Cialis commercial?
Yes.
Yeah, technical difficulties. Yes. His rocket didn't ignite.
According to the AP... Hughes' hard landing on Saturday left him injured, though it's unclear what type of injuries he suffered. Photos show paramedics carrying Hughes on a stretcher into an ambulance. Them just probably disgusted. Among Hughes' plans, aside from trying to get to space, is to run for governor. This is no joke, he told the AP. God. Quote, I want to do it. I'm going to show you guys a photo of him.
That might even be more impossible than going 250,000 feet in the air.
You're right.
Is winning the governorship.
He's running on the flat earth platform.
I'm going to show you guys a photo of him, and you tell me that this is not Bruce Dern. Or at least a Bruce Dern.
Oh, my God.
Look at him laying there.
It's too skinny. Once you go flat, you never go back. That's the fact. All right, that's our second update.
Yes.
When we come back, we'll have one more update and a silly story, right?
Yep.
This is Dumb People Town.
4th of July style.
Happy birthday, America. It's dumb. Hey guys, welcome back to DPT special update episode. Dan, Ran, and Jay.
Make sure you follow the Sklar Brothers at Sklar Brothers on Instagram and Twitter. You guys' Instagram game has been on point.
Thank
People
you.
Need to get on that.
And follow at Daniel Van Kirk on Twitter and on Instagram as well. And thank you guys for joining the Facebook page. We are now across 20,000.
Yeah.
We're going to do.
I think we can get up to 50,000.
I really think that do. That would be a wonderful goal in the next year. We just love you guys so much for listening to the show and so appreciate all the people sending. Stories in
when
and
we
stuff.
See townies out in the world, it warms our hearts.
Jay saw a townie the other day.
I was going into a place here in LA, and this woman just looked at me for a second, and
by the way, it's a very sort of hoity-toity.
Yeah, we were in like this place called the Soho House, which you had to be a member of. And I'm walking by,
fancy,
and where it's this meeting that we're having up there, and I was a little nervous for the meeting, and this woman was waiting in a different place in the parking structure for her car to come, and she said, excuse me. I was like, yeah. And she's like, I'm a townie. And I was like,
just
yes!
wanted to like throw your arms around her and say,
you just made my day. You just made me feel comfortable. Just knowing that you're in the building that I'm in makes me feel
you
great.
You want to say how high is too late?
How high is too far?
It's too late.
All right, Dan, let's get an update here.
Okay, here we go. This is a quick little update so that everybody knows. Remember the Sheboygan Clogger?
Do we remember the Sheboygan?
And that was an unsolved mystery. They got him.
This is really quick. Yesterday, 5/28/2018, which isn't actually our yesterday, but it's yesterday when this was posted. Members of the Sheboygan Police Department arrested a 33-year-old Sheboygan man for a string of vandalism.
I knew it wasn't a woman.
For a string of vandalism that has been occurring in the Dillon Park over the last 2 years.
Just clogging it up.
The information leading to the arrest was provided by a citizen.
That's all they say.
And in my heart, that's a dumb people town citizen.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a townie. It might even be a townie. Yes.
The Sheboygan Police Department would like to thank those that provided us with information.
Inside intel. Clogger solved. Sheboygan out from under.
By the way, you can clog, you can run, you cannot hide.
And guess who was the first person to send me that story? Ashley Drutzer via the Facebook page.
That's how it works.
We have one small fun story to go. Let's do it.
Okay, here we are. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Woman gets head stuck.
No.
In.
Nope.
Exhaust pipe.
No. Yes. Did I send you this, Dan?
You might have. So many people sent me this story.
At a country music festival,
yes,
correct?
It was.
Oh, my God.
Look, you're reading ahead. You're cheating.
That's weird.
Look at her with her head stuck. It's on like a video.
Where is it? That's a giant.
Look at her. Guys, this will be up on the Facebook page. These are paramedics trying to help her. Her head, it is a huge exhaust.
She is wearing...
way too nice of clothes to be at a country music festival.
A really nice article.
Here's how you're overdressed at a country music festival. When you're wearing shoes.
Yeah.
You're overdressed at a country music festival.
There are buttons on your shirt.
First line in this article, that's trucked up.
Leave it to us. No.
A Minnesota woman had a memorable time at a music festival this past weekend, but no one would blame her if she'd rather forget it. Don't blame me if I never let her.
This is like a northern person being a NASCAR driver. You will never be accepted. If you're in Minnesota, you're at a country music festival, you're from too far north.
Well, they say wanting to forget this is a normal feeling when you get your head stuck in a truck's exhaust pipe.
What is she doing looking up there in the first place?
Caitlin Strom was at the Winstock Country Music Festival in the town of Winstead on Friday when she decided to go where few people have gone before. Name more
Star
than
Trek?
One.
Star Trek? What?
Are you how many people have put their head in an exhaust pipe? This is what she says. Quote. We were all just having fun.
Nope.
No, you were not.
No, you were not.
Doing something fucking stupid.
We were all just doing something dumb is how that's
that is not fun. Laying down on the ground and sticking your head in an exhaust pipe is not, that is not fun under anybody's
definition.
Well,
she means before that. Oh,
okay. Isn't that how Vitas Gerulaitis died?
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
Tennis professional player.
You guys, your deep cuts.
Sorry, deep cuts.
Don't ever apologize. I love it. Mm-hmm. If you did more improv, you would have the best names. Because you could deep cut so many names. Because you know, you always assign. Names. I feel like every like wife or aunt in this show, I always name Donna.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Steve Jungle. All right, anyway. Davis Love the Third. Okay.
Okay. She says, we were all just having fun, and I saw this big exhaust pipe, and I was like, quote, hey, my head could probably fit in that.
No. Hey, my head could probably fit in that.
What are you for?
Never leads to anything good.
You're right.
Like, you don't stick your head in there and see like the cure for cancer.
Right.
Hey, I think my head could fit in that. Hashtag dumb people down.
She told this to the Hutchinson Ledger or Leader, which means she's I love dumb people.
Is it the Christina Hutchinson?
Yes. I love
in Dumb People Town last night.
When we have people who should be embarrassed, they're like, yeah, are you recording? I want to talk to you about it.
Let's go.
No.
It's right up there with the people.
I'm not embarrassed about this at all.
It's right up there with the people who don't want to be identified on camera.
And don't use my name, but we can see who you are.
That's fine. And the street you live on.
Yeah.
She said, so I tried it. It did fit, but it didn't want to come back out. First of all, your head is not its own entity.
Yeah, it's not like...
Oh, it didn't want to come out, guys.
So I asked my head, do you want to go in there? And you know,
turns out, head goes in, doesn't want to come out. I got to have a whole conversation with my own head.
How long do you guys think she was inside the pipe before finally being rescued by firefighters?
This is the reverse of a baby in a well, right?
Yeah, this is one of those things where everybody's sitting by their radio.
Dumb girl in the pipe.
This to me could be an episode. Remember that old show Emergency?
Uh-huh.
Like we used to watch that with like Johnny Rampart.
Johnny Rampart.
And these guys would like this. There'd be like a kid stuck in a sewer, and it was like so realistic. Yes. Or like a kid's head gets stuck through the bars of like, you know, railing on it. Yes. Just all they had to like saw it around the thing. Like this feels like that.
Johnny Rampart.
I think she was in there for 3 hours.
3 hours at the Winstock Music Hall, all the way through Big and Rich's set. Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. Big and Rich.
Everybody got
Florida, done. Georgia, yeah.
Reba
County
came
line.
Out and did like a special Vegas Reba edition of her show.
Reba came out in the Kentucky Fried Chicken like makeup.
Mm-hmm. Ricky Skaggs was there.
Ricky Nelson. All right.
Vince Gill.
I'm going to say 45 minutes.
45 minutes. And what did you say?
3 hours.
Okay.
Yell at your ham radios.
Guys, get your answers in right now.
Shout how it out
long,
loud.
How long did Caitlin Strong have her head stuck?
No.
In a tailpipe at the Winstock County Music Festival.
Get your
answers in right now. Those are official. I'm going to say one of you is exactly right.
Oh, my God.
Jason is feeling confident.
You guys want to guess which one of you think it is?
It's me. Because
45 minutes. Me.
3 hours.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I would feel like she'd die. 45 minutes, I'd still be pissed off at people. She spent an estimated 45 minutes. Said the guy who admitted to reading the article.
No, I actually did not read that part of the article.
I wouldn't remember anything.
And I didn't.
I trust you.
I
would never ruin the sanctity of this game.
If I had known and had read all the way through into the answer, I would have recused myself from the game.
I believe you.
I believe that much in the fairness. I would have had Jeff Sessions recuse me from being involved.
She said after she was finally rescued, when firefighters used a power saw to get her. How do you do a power saw close to your head?
I mean, you got
to
do it from the. What happened was, I'm sure they power sawed the edge right above where her head was on the tailpipe, and so she could get out of it, and then they probably cut while she's standing up.
Although she was unharmed by her close encounter with the inside of a tailpipe, the McLeod County Sheriff's Office decided to cite her for underage drinking.
Yeah.
So she's probably like 19.
Dummy.
She was escorted from the festival once she was freed. Hey, you're free. Now you're out.
Now you're out.
But her exhausting experience lives on thanks to the video that I showed you guys, which will be up on the link for this article with the video will be up on the Dumb People Town Facebook page.
Stupid. Like, you've done dumb stuff. Jay and I drank with our friend Dan Loderstein a case of beer at the Indianapolis 500, and we all three passed out in the family section
while
the
race was going on.
While the race was going on.
Loud cars whizzing by.
Family section passed out in the middle of it, okay? We did not stick our heads into tailpipes.
Strom didn't expect to go viral, but she's not surprised. A lot of people don't realize how serious it was, she told the newspaper. So it's kind of expected when it's blasted on the internet and you're going to get negative comments. Some people can be really cruel. Guys, don't be mean. Be cool, not cruel.
Don't be cruel.
One person that she said was surprisingly kind was Tom Wold. Of Darwin, the owner of the truck.
Oh, nice.
I did not know him, but everyone who was around me knew him, she told the paper. He was wonderful. I remember getting my head unstuck, and I just looked at him and apologized, and he said, no, I'm just glad you're okay. Don't worry about it.
He said no.
Right.
Like, loud at her with a long comma, and then he was like, no. And then as he was walking away, I'm just glad you're okay.
Right.
Because he didn't want to like kill her by mistake.
He has already fixed his exhaust and is going to be working on that. I did not have to pay for anything like that because he was absolutely wonderful. He should have made you pay to fix his exhaust.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get out of here on this. She posted a photo of herself and Wold on Saturday where she owned up to the experience.
My guess
look
is
at her holding the tailpipe that her head was in.
She's
and then
cute.
Tim. And she said, yeah, I'm the tailpipe girl. What you know about it? I don't know what that means.
Oh, now
means.
I hate her even
now
more.
Now I hate her.
Hashtag what you know about Winstock it. #Winstock2K18 kicked my ass. No, you
no,
kicked,
you
your,
kicked
own ass
your own ass.
In the
don't,
head.
Don't put it on the country
don't
music festival.
Don't blame the country music festival.
Don't blame the country Agreed. Music festival. Blame your own stupid head for going in the tailpipe. And those right. are words to live by. Guys,
so
if you
when
are
you're partying this 4th of
if
July.
If you're partying this 4th of July,
don't
stick
look
your
down
head
the barrel. Don't say, hey, it's a dud, I think. Go in there. No,
don't stick your head in a tailpipe at a country music festival. Just have fun.
Agreed.
Have good, just, smart, undumb fun this
and
week.
Just enjoy the fact that this country's getting dumber, and we will always have stories to make fun of them for.
And oh shit, we got to get back to barbecuing.
Yep.
It's a good show.